All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you to go through Pro Wrestling America this week. And this week, we're at the Illinois State Fairgrounds beginning another season, now getting into Hard Day's Night as we did Remember Their Legacy last week. So that means with the beginning of any season, there's usually a lot of turnaround. So you have Al Perez, Special Delivery Jones, and Big Boss Man all leaving the PWA. Michelle McCool and Devin Storm have both signed contract extensions, and we've got a good lineup of those who have decided to sign on for the first time. That being Ron Simmons, Reggie Befine, Barry Horowitz, and Haku. So this is going to be a great time where we get together and see what can be done in a fantasy wrestling league. So as we go through this season, a couple of the storylines to look after, which will get started in this episode. So, you know, just a little bit of spoiler. Jerry the King Lawler and the American heavyweight title and superstar Billy Graham. Iceman King Parsons and the Illinois heavyweight title and Haku. Rick Martel and Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. We've already started this with Who is the Most Gorgeous Wrestler. This is still going on. The Fabulous Ones in Harlem Heat, which is an interesting one since they're both members of the York Foundation. But it's one where they still want, both teams want that American tag team titles to have the shot at the international titles. And then we're going to get into it in just a minute. Eddie Gilbert's got a big surprise for this whole season. But before we get into that, we've got the house shows from this past weekend. Friday night in Quincy, Interstate 74 title on the line. Dangerous Doug Gilbert successfully defended the title against Devin Storm. Then Jimmy Golden defeated Johnny B. Bad. Haku defeated Blacktop Bully. Steve Kern defeated Brian Christopher. The Rock and Roll RPMs defeated Chad Fortune and Curtis Thompson. And in that main event, superstar Billy Graham defeated Ron Simmons. We go to Saturday night in Galesburg. Opening match, Barry Horowitz defeated Reggie Befine. Blacktop Bully defeated Italian Stallion. Bradshaw defeated Steve Kern. In a non-title match, Iceman King Parsons defeated Stan Lane. Ron Simmons defeated Gentleman Chris Adams. And in that main event, non-title event, Jerry the King Lawler defeated Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. So a good house card to bring about the bridge between the two seasons. But we start off in the ring with Eddie Gilbert, welcoming everyone to the Illinois State Fairgrounds and to tonight's PWA card. He announces that he is determined to find the greatest contender for his brother's Interstate 74 title. He has taken the 16 top contenders in the Interstate 74 division and established a tournament that will lead to a title shot at Hard Day's Night. Each week, another match will take place with the finals and title shot happening at Hard Day's Night. Tonight's opening match is former champion Johnny B. Bad facing off against Reggie Befine. And that is where we start off. And they have a great match. Even though it is only a first round match to become the number one contender for the Interstate 74 title, the two of them fight like it was for the title itself. After 10 minutes, Bad thinks he has the match won after a pile driver. Bad climbs onto the turnbuckle for a flying elbow, but Reggie rolls out of the way. Reggie takes him down with a swinging neckbreaker for the pin in a time of 11 minutes, 33 seconds. So advancing in the tournament is Reggie Befine in his PWA debut on the podcast. All right, the next two matches have the Heat Seekers and State Patrol, kind of one of those that was starting to heat up at the end of the last season. We had them in singles matches. The first match between them has Sigmund and Lieutenant James Earl Wright facing each other. The match doesn't take long before Sigmund grabs Missy's purse and nails Wright with it. Tommy Young immediately calls for the disqualification in a time of 50 seconds. Both wrestlers' tag team partners climb into the ring and begin to brawl. The rest of the referees rush down to the ring to separate the four men. Once they get the team separated, Tommy Young instructs Sigmund and Wright to head back to the dressing room. Young says if either man shows his face at ringside, his tag team partner will be disqualified in the next match. Well, once their partners have walked through the entrance ramp, Tommy Young calls for the bell to begin the match between Southern Psycho Elliot Russell and Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker. Russell and Parker have a surprisingly clean match. Russell has the advantage for the bulk of the match. Parker makes a bit of a comeback. Russell nails Parker with the Spinebuster Slam for the pin in a time of 12 minutes, 48 seconds. Jerry Lawler comes out to the interview desk dressed in a suit with the American heavyweight title draped over his shoulder. Lance congratulates Lawler for being the longest reigning champion in the PWA, today tying Stone Cold Steve Austin's second world title reign. But since the title is not on the line tonight, he gets to go on to have that distinction of being the longest reigning champion. Lawler talks about his match with Eddie Gilbert last week as one of the greatest matches he has had in the PWA. He says he is excited to see what this season of the PWA will bring to him. He is about to say something else, but Michelle McCool and superstar Billy Graham come out to the interview desk. Graham tells Lawler to look at what is in his future. Forget about Gilbert and Austin Idol. Forget anyone else that might luck out and find a backdoor way into a title match. Graham is the one that Lawler needs to watch out for. Graham demands a title shot tonight. Lance tells him that he needs to worry about the match he already has scheduled tonight. Larry Zbysko is one tough customer. Graham may be looking too far down the road. Graham tells Lance where he can stick his philosophizing. Lawler tells Graham that if he can get past Zbysko tonight, he will get a title shot next week. Graham tells him to shine the belt up for him so it looks pretty when he takes it home next week. Lawler stays out to give a brief comment on Eddie's ridiculous tournament to find a valid contender for Doug's title. He also talks about the other snooze fest that the PWA has going on right now, Curtis Thompson's gauntlet. Like Alexander and Thompson, Lawler is bored with the entire idea. He hopes that Thompson finds a way to beat Booker T tonight so that the entire PWA roster and the fans are no longer held captive to this crazy idea. Lance reminds Lawler that it was Thompson running his mouth that got him into the gauntlet in the first place. Lawler reminds Lance that more wrestlers in the PWA need to focus on their wrestling than on their talking. And Lawler leaves. All right, next match has Barry Horowitz facing off against Devin Storm. And Barry and Devin have a good match. Barry tries to make a good impression on the fans and the booking committee. Devin wants to regain the Interstate 74 title for the third time. Tonight, it's Barry's night as he rolls Devin up with a grapevine for the pin in a time of 7 minutes, 56 seconds. Next match has Italian Stallion facing off against Mike Jones. And Jones and Stallion have a decent match. Jones takes control quickly and makes Stallion submit to a camel clutch in a time of 3 minutes, 11 seconds. So your winner is Mike Jones. Here we go. Curtis Thompson gauntlet. Thompson literally has his PWA future in his hands. Will he be able to get himself out of the never-ending gauntlet contract? Or will he be stuck in it until he has defeated every wrestler on the ever-changing PWA roster? Or will this be his last match in the PWA? This is what we find out as we come to Curtis Thompson facing off against Booker T. And Thompson and Booker lock up. Booker's knee buckles underneath him and he falls to the mat. Thompson applies an ankle lock. Booker taps out almost immediately. Thompson celebrates in the ring that he is finally free of the gauntlet contract, having defeated Booker T in 59 seconds. Alexander climbs into the ring and pulls an envelope out from the inner pocket of her blazer. She hands it to Booker, who quickly looks inside to make sure everything is in order. Satisfied, Booker and Alexander shake hands. Thompson continues to celebrate his freedom until Booker nearly decapitates him with a spin heel kick. Alexander questions Booker, but he leaves the ring without a look back. Both Thompson and Booker T have what they want at the moment, freedom from each other. Booker T doesn't have to worry about Curtis Thompson anymore. He can focus on regaining either the American Tag Team titles, as he has the opportunity tonight, or the International Tag Team titles. Thompson is now done with the gauntlet. He no longer has to worry about defeating every wrestler on the PWA roster. However, he also isn't guaranteed a match every week. He gets placed wherever the booking committee decides to put him. Will he get another shot at the Interstate 74 title? Or might we put him and Chad Fortune on a trajectory for the Illinois Tag Team titles? That's what we're going to have to find out while we continue the card. Next match has Chris Kanyon facing off against Iron Mike Sharp. And Kanyon and Sharp have a great match. Both men demonstrate their strength. The match is very even throughout. Sharp loads the arm brace for the forearm smash, but Kanyon counters it with the Kanyon cutter for the pin in a time of 19 minutes, 43 seconds. Your winner is Chris Kanyon. Iceman King Parsons comes out to the interview desk with the Illinois heavyweight title wrapped around his waist. Missy Hyatt stands beside him. Mark Lawrence comes around the desk to speak with them. Iceman talks for a moment about his battles with Bunkhouse Buck and Razor Ramon over the last couple of months. He says he wants someone new. He's tired of facing the same old cats over and over again. He wants better competition in the PWA. He even threatens to take the Illinois heavyweight title to a different promotion to find better opponents. At that moment, Haku blindsides him with a running forearm smash. Missy barely gets out of the way, but Sunshine is right behind Haku. She grabs Missy in a waistlock and sends her into the desk with a modified back suplex. Haku grabs Iceman by the throat and drills him into the concrete floor with a chokeslam. Mark tries to get some help to separate the brawl, but Sunshine takes the microphone away from him. She talks about how horribly she's been treated by everyone in the PWA. Everyone thinks she's just going to take it because she's a good girl and will just let it roll off her back. Well, Sunshine is done letting it roll. Heads are going to roll now. She has the International Tag Team Champions already in her stable. While they are off fulfilling their duties with the IAW, she has gone out and found Haku to help her take care of business for her. They are starting with Iceman King Parsons and the Illinois heavyweight title. She proclaims that by the end of 2025, her men will have all the gold. Throughout her tirade, Haku has been choking Iceman. The referees have tried to get him off Iceman, but it still isn't until Sunshine taps him on the shoulder that he relinquishes the hold and follows her back to the dressing room area. Well, how about that? Sunshine going on a bit of a heel turn, looks like. Let's keep going on. Next match, Rick the Martel Martel versus Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. There was much to be desired in this match. Two wrestlers who consider themselves gorgeous, but they put on a pitiful match. The more unfortunate part is that as the match just drags on, this is easily the worst match on the card. I don't normally put something like this, but the fans take their time in the match to go to the concession stand, the bathroom, wherever. Regardless of the fans' lack of enthusiasm, Martel and Garvin battle until Martel makes Garvin submit to a sleeper for the win in a time of 26 minutes, 5 seconds. Next match has Superstar Billy Graham facing off against living legend Larry Zbyszko. Graham has been waiting for this match all night. Well, ever since Lawler offered him a title shot next week. Zbyszko comes down to the ring first. While he's waiting for Graham and Michelle, Lawler comes down to the ringside area. He takes his place at the announce table for no bigger reason than simply to distract both wrestlers. Graham comes down to the ring, and he makes a beeline to Lawler at the announce table. Graham and Lawler jabber at each other until Zbyszko nails Graham from behind. Zbyszko turns around and nails Lawler with a forearm. Zbyszko rolls Graham into the ring, and Tommy Young calls for the bell to start the match. Graham and Zbyszko have a great match together. Both men illustrate their great technical skills, taking every opportunity to try to work toward a submission. Graham has Zbyszko locked in an abdominal stretch, but his focus is on Lawler at the announce table. While he has Zbyszko in the hold, Graham starts yelling at Lawler. Lawler gets to his feet. Zbyszko takes the opportunity to counter the abdominal stretch with a hip toss. Zbyszko wraps Graham's legs up in an STF. Lawler taunts Graham until he taps. Your winner being living legend Larry Zbyszko in a time of 24 minutes, 28 seconds. So there will, I guess, not be an American heavyweight title match next week between Lawler and Graham. But don't think that Lawler and Graham are done with each other. All right, we get to our main event. And in our main event, the American Tag Team titles are on the line. The Fabulous Ones, who won them during the Round Robin Tournament, defend them against the former IAW International Tag Team Champions. Harlem Heat looks like they should be the heavy favorites on paper. However, the champions are no slouches themselves. The match is fast-paced with both technical and power moves. The match breaks down into a brawl which blurs who are the legal men. Booker nails Kern with the bookend while Lane tosses Stevie Ray out of the ring. As Booker T spins to his feet, Lane nails him with a savate kick to the side of the head and covers him for the pin in a time of 22 minutes, 36 seconds. The Fabulous Ones retain the titles, but Harlem Heat is not happy with David Manning and the refereeing. They demand that the match restart, but Manning refuses. The champions make their way back to the dressing room, but the challengers make their way to the interview desk. Mark Lawrence comes around the desk to speak to the former international champions. Booker gets right into a tirade, which doesn't make much sense. It seems that he started the tirade in his head while walking up the aisle and just started talking wherever he was in his mind. Stevie Ray grabs the microphone to try to calm his brother down. Stevie Ray says that he was the legal man in the ring at the end of the match. The match should not have ended. However, they demand a rematch for the titles next week. This brings out Larry Zbyszko to the interview desk. As long as people are demanding matches for next week, he wants to put out there that he wants Lawler for the American Heavyweight title. If Lawler was willing to give Graham a title shot if he won, Zbyszko thought he should have that shot since he won. This, of course, brings out Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. It's getting quite crowded around the interview desk. He says he represents the booking committee and what he's about to say. Harlem Heat will have their rematch, but it won't be next week. It will be 2 weeks in Peoria. Zbyszko will have his match with Lawler next week, but it will not be for the title. If Zbyszko beats Lawler next week, he will receive a title shot the following week. Care to add one more to the interview desk? Why not? Superstar Billy Graham comes out and demands a rematch with Zbyszko, but he wants it in a cage. He admits to being distracted that Lawler might get into the ring and interfere. He wants Zbyszko in a match where he doesn't have to worry about outside interference. Eddie says he will have to go back and talk to myself and Danny Davis about any match between Zbyszko and Graham, but he suspects it won't be very long before they are back in the ring with each other. He encourages everyone to disperse, and he thanks the crowd once again before ending the episode. All right, here we go. A great start to the summer season as we head towards Hard Day's Night. And we've got stablemates, you know, working against each other. But again, is that going to be an issue? It might not. We'll have to keep going through the season and find out. Lots of things going on this summer, so I encourage you to be back listening to your favorite fantasy wrestling on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This is Southern Dynamite. I will see you next week.